This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The SGX Nifty is suggesting a solid start to begin trade with, and that's because the US markets ended with gains of 1 to 2%. The Dow was up 2.1%, the S&P 500 rallying 1.5%, the Nasdaq gaining 1.1%. The Nasdaq notched its sixth straight week of gains for the first time since 2020. The reason for the optimism and the rally in the global markets was, one, the non-farm payroll data was stronger than what the street was anticipating, which means the labor data continues to be resilient. Yet, the street doesn't think that the Fed will continue with its rate hiking cycle. The Fed meets on the 13th and 14th of June, and expectations are that they will pause in the upcoming meeting. And the reason for that is because the hourly wages that ticked lower than what the street was anticipating. So that was one reason. And two, the unemployment rate also went up. So in a way, it's a bit of a Goldilocks scenario. For our own markets, there was a big outperformance seen in the broader markets last week. So while the Nifty was volatile, it ended with a gain of just about 0.2%, oscillating between 18,400 to 18,700. But the mid-cap index, small-cap index, rallied 1.5% to 2%. For the Nifty now, the resistance will be seen at last week's intraday high of 18,662. In terms of flows, on Friday, the DIIs bought 581 crore, the FIIs sold 658 crore. The big event to track will be the RBI monetary policy. It's a three-day monetary policy committee, MPC as we call it, begins on 6th. The outcome will be known on the 8th of June. That's a Thursday, during market hours. And market participants are anticipating a pause by the Reserve Bank of India. And that's because the latest inflation print at 4.7% was well within the RBI's comfort band of 2 to 6%. And the expectation is that inflation could remain a tad bit benign. So market participants are firmly on the side of a pause this time by the RBI policy. In terms of individual stocks you should keep on your radar, well, there was news about over the weekend that the government has banned 14 fixed dose combinations with immediate effect. Now, these will impact cough cold drugs, all codeine-based cough syrups. So there is one stock you should keep on your radar, Mankind, because Mankind has CodiStar and Tedicough, which is likely to be a part of the ban. CodiStar has a 25% market share, 140 crore of sales. Ascoril C by Glenmark also has some sales of 90 to 20 crore annually, which could be impacted. So watch out for Mankind, Glenmark. These stocks should be on your radar. SBI Life. Now, IRDA has directed that the policy holder related assets and liabilities of Sahara India Life Insurance will be transferred to SBI Life Insurance, which basically means that SBI Life takes over all the assets of Sahara India Life. So instead of Sahara Life servicing your policy, now it will be SBI Life. SBI Life has clarified that this is not a merger, it's just a transfer of policy-related assets and liabilities. It's less than 0.5% of the balance sheet of the company, and it's unlikely to face any material impact, positive or negative, from the transfer. IPCA Laboratories, the Income Tax Department, has carried out a survey at the company's offices in Mumbai and the Sipkim manufacturing plant. The survey took place from the 30th of May to the 3rd of June. The company has extended full cooperation. Minda has planned some fundraise to the tune of 600 crore rupees, so keep your eye out on that. And finally, Indoco Remedies, because the Goa plant too has been classified with an OAI, official action indicated by the US FDA. So have a good trading session, start of a new week. This was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.